Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 24 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, and I am here in Buffalo, New York, sitting right next to Mike Drizek, who has his hands in lots of cool things related to ed tech and schools and everything. But today we're going to talk about something that actually we touched on a little bit yesterday, and that is ways to get your students outside of the four walls of your classroom virtually. And I know Mike is real passionate about getting classes connected in what you could call global classrooms and so on and so forth. So Mike, tell us a little bit about your passion for this and maybe some things that we could do.
Yeah, it's just something that when I first started doing my job as a technology integration specialist, I thought it would be, you know, finding the next cool app or the next cool website that would empower our students or engage them. And I didn't really quite realize the direction it would take as far as getting outside of the four walls of the school. I know my first experience with global collaboration came in my second year of this position with technology. I found actually a program on Kickstarter called LumenEd. And what it was it was a startup that was developing these something they called Bright Orange Box. And it would be 3G enabled. And they would send it to a classroom in India that wasn't connected with technology. And it would be their projector. It would be their hub. There was a teacher dashboard for communication. Wow. And we partnered with some teachers from the Teach for India program. And in doing that, I asked the kids some simple questions through a Google form, like, what was the farthest place you've ever traveled? And that was one of the questions, and this still sticks with me to this day. One of the kids wrote, nowhere. So I was thinking to myself that these students, you know, they come to school, they're learning from books, we can send them to a website, but they're not traveling much, they're not really getting to know other people and make those deeper connections. It's just like it's kind of like untapped the territory. So it was a phenomenal experience, but the company kind of it was just too tough for them to continue it going. So LumenEd, yeah. they kind of stopped, but now it lit my passion and my fire to find out, okay, there's got to be more out there. What is out there? So then it just opened up my eyes to a whole world of tools.
Yeah. No, that's cool. It's interesting to see what our entry point is to all of that, and to kind of dig into that a little bit more. I know that's the way that you got into all of this, was you found this startup, so to speak. Now, if teachers are interested in this, you know, if they've got the same curiosity to do this in the classroom, do you have any suggestions for where they could find people to get their kids connected to?
Yes. I mean, the hashtag that I really like, it's pretty general, but it's GlobalEd, hashtag GlobalEd. And cool. If you just start browsing that hashtag, you'll see some pretty neat things that are happening. I recommend joining the Microsoft Educator community and creating a profile and setting your availability with a Skype account. You'll get requests. I've got requests from Spain. I've got requests from Brazil. I've got requests from China. And when we do the Skype-a-thon, every November Microsoft kicks that off. It's just a fun day, and it's easy, and it's free, and you can get any age of students participating. You can have virtual field trips. You can have guest speakers. Mm-hmm. We had authors come in, and that's just even the hashtag Mystery Skype is another one, just to connect with your class over like a geo guessing game. I've seen people play Mystery Number and Mystery Animal, there's some neat ways like that.
No, that's right. And I even tell people sometimes with that Mystery Skype hashtag on Twitter, even if you're not looking to play a Mystery Skype game, so to speak, there are so many teachers that check into that hashtag that if there's anything that you want to do, that's probably a good place to go. And it's kind of cool to see, like, beyond doing the Mystery Skype type game where you're trying to guess the location, what are some things that you've seen schools do or you've participated in with students using these video calls?
Yeah, really, one of the things that we did, or we started this year, was a global STEM hub with a school in up in Ontario in Waterloo, and a teacher, Tanya Bumstead, and it was her idea, and she put it on Twitter, looking to start a global STEM hub. Is anyone interested? And I said, this sounds interesting. Yeah, sure, we'll jump in. And from there, it was originally through blogging. The kids would connect through a blog, and they would share their blog links to each other. And every other month, we would draw different STEM challenges. So we would connect over a Google Hangout, and the students would draw different challenges from a hat, and they'd be partnered up in a hub with kids that weren't even necessarily in their own class. Their group members were from other schools, and they had to collaborate over a blog. Well, this year, I said, you know what? Wouldn't it be neat if these kids could actually see each other? I know the writing is a powerful piece, and it's so neat for them to be able to exchange blogs and ideas. So this year, we actually introduced a Flipgrid for our Global STEM Hub, where the kids can actually have ongoing conversation asynchronously. And they could even leave the emoji reactions, and we could star responses to encourage the students. But that really took it to a new level. So, but that's just one example of a type of global collaboration that we've done this year that really connects back to the classroom, and just some like STEM is such a big thing. So that some of the kids were building tiny houses, and some wild and crazy things, like how can you help with like space junk and environmental stuff? Just kind of prototyping some ideas. If you had to develop a solar car was one of the challenges. So it's neat to see the kids doing some research in different parts of the world. And this year, American International School of Gangshuao in China jumped in with us. So that really took it to a new level for our students to be communicating with people in Canada and in China. And we're just this little school in New York.
Yeah. That always blows me away. And if your students are like the ones that I've had, it's like, very rarely do they get out of their county or out of their immediate area, but if they can have those interactions with people, even from another country or, experts in the field, in whatever field we're studying, it's so, so cool. So this was so good, Mike. I think we ought to do this again. So if you're listening right now, you're going to get a little bit more of Mike tomorrow. So we will see you on that episode tomorrow. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.